Thank you very much, Madam Chair. On Article 5, given the call by member states in previous review conference, in paragraph, in the, at the end of paragraph 21, regarding provision of information on a consultative mechanism, we believe that we need to reflect the, in a factual manner, the meeting of the convening of the meeting of a consultative meeting mechanism under Article 5 in September 2022. So we will support any proposal that would reflect factually that development. On paragraph 20, we propose to change the place of this paragraph and insert it after paragraph 26, because given the logic and the order in this section, I think this paragraph should be placed at the end. And while we note that there are initiatives from member states to promote confidence building under the convention, and we support some of them, we have reservation regarding the others. So we prefer not to encourage sharing information about the action taken to promote such confidence building as proposed by the U.S. in paragraph 20. We prefer that paragraph to remain in substance as it is. With regard to paragraph 22, we can support the proposal made by Russia, but the addition proposed by the U.S. does not seem to meet the criteria of being effective. It calls for informal procedure that can be developed bilaterally or multilaterally or by other options. So we don't consider this informal, such an informal procedure as an effective procedure that would help to promote confidence. On paragraph 23, we prefer this paragraph to be kept as it was agreed in the previous review conference. So we are not going to agree with the proposal to amend this paragraph. The same argument and position applies to paragraph 24. It should be kept as it was agreed in the previous review conference. On paragraph 25, it seems to us that the logic and the rationale behind the proposal by Russia is not clear, so it requires further clarification and discussion, and we cannot support the proposal made by the U.S. At the end, to be added to this paragraph, given the financial implications that it entails for member states. And the last addition to paragraph 26 is also something that we cannot agree. We cannot agree to encourage state parties to make public their CBM forms. It's the prerogative of each member state to decide what to do, given the consideration that they have. With regard to paragraph 26b, we can support the first part of this proposal, which calls for CBM forms on military biomedical activities conducted by a reporting state on the territory of other states. But we have reservation with the second part, and it requires further discussion. On paragraph that we have proposed, Madam Chair, given your comment the other day for making clear where we would like these proposals to be placed. The first proposal should be placed at the beginning of the section before paragraph 18, because it's reaffirmation of the commitment under Article 5. And we would like to clarify and complement this proposal by adding after state parties the phrase under Article 5. The second proposal should be placed as paragraph 18b, which deals with the right of each state to raise concerns and problems under Article 5. And the third one should be placed as 21b. The fourth and the fifth paragraphs should be merged and placed as 21ter. And the third one, going back to the third one, it needs a slight editorial amendment with a view at the end of it, with a view to solving the problem raised. And this, the first part of the first line of the sixth proposal is already covered, but the second line, which reads, while noting they are measures with voluntary nature, we propose that it be placed at the end of the first sentence of paragraph 22. So at the end of the first sentence of paragraph 22. And the last proposal that we have made, we propose that it should be placed as 26 bis. Thank you, Madam Chair.